This is my favorite. Guys, The Bachelor has started, and this is a season that is going to be just weird and great, hopefully. So far, it's just been weird for us.
Yeah, I need to get something off my chest. I am really concerned to know if Colton is a virgin or not. And I just don't know. They haven't even mentioned it.
Oh, wait.
That's the thing that
they have 100 times. For those of you who don't know, Colton is a virgin.
Yeah.
And
you might have missed it.
It's been the theme of literally every conversation,
every single date. Introduction from Chris.
Hi, this is my friend Colton. He's a virgin. Did you know?
Oh, it's gosh. Like the producers know that that'll get a rise out of people and make them want to watch to the end to see if he loses his virginity. So they're like playing that so hard instead of making it normal.
And it's awkward. And like, let us say this. Dallin and I were virgins when we got married. Like, we know about the virgin card. And
it's great for Colton. It's great. I'm really proud of him. That's really cool that he's saving himself for the person that he loves.
I don't think he is. He keeps telling people he's not. He's just waiting for the right person, not for marriage.
He also said it was like an accident.
Yeah.
Which I find it hard to believe because, like, he was in the NFL and he's a good looking dude. Like,
I'm sure there's no judgment, but I don't know. Like, be proud of your virginity if it's yours. And I don't know, it's weird to be like, I'm a virgin by accident.
Yeah, maybe it is. I don't know, whatever it is.
You run your sexuality, Colton.
They just talk about it way too much.
I think he's been asked about it way too much. And he just...
But that is the spin that producers are taking this year. So we are just going along for the ride. And so are all of the girls.
Okay, so Dallin and I haven't done this for 2 episodes. So it's going to be this is going to be breakneck speed. First impressions of the ladies as they were getting out of the car. Did you have any favorites?
Yeah, but I don't remember any of their names.
Right.
I wasn't taking notes.
Like, I love the first episode, but it's just like so many girls and they're all blonde except for like 3. So it's just so hard.
Yeah.
I don't like Hannah B.
Can we pull up their names somehow and look at pictures of them?
Okay. Let me talk about this. Hannah B, I think that's her name. It was her birthday on her date. She was one of the first dates.
This is the pageant queen.
I feel like she just is not, and I never thought I would say, I don't feel like she's ready for a relationship.
She needs some therapy.
I feel like she's there for the right reasons, but I don't think she's ready. It seems like she's been a pageant queen her whole life, and it just seemed like on her date, she was not. She has zero self-confidence and she's beautiful and she just was struggling so hard being real. And I almost feel like it's because she's been rewarded her whole life for being, and if you're a pageant person out there, you can correct me, but for being a little bit portraying perfection her whole life.
Well, it just seems like her parents raised her like you like to always act perfect, and obviously in the pageant you have to be perfect or else you don't win. So she's always trying to be perfect, and she did, like, she was put in the situation on camera to be with Colton where you have to open up and be real and be vulnerable, and she didn't know how to do it. She literally didn't speak. She couldn't even give a toast. She was like, I don't want to mess up, so I'm just going to go ahead and make this super awkward and not say anything at all, because I would rather not say anything all then be
say
not perfect.
Something that wasn't perfect.
Yeah. And Colton was just like, this is weird.
And he had nowhere to go. She pulled it together. I was rooting for her hard the whole time. Like, cause I felt that, like, the anxiety in the moment, but I think she's just going to have a tragic breakdown on the show and it's going to be televised and that's not going to help her anymore.
Well, she's probably learning a lot about herself, hopefully. Maybe watching back on this, she'll learn about a lot about herself. I know listening back to our podcast and watching our vlogs, I've learned a lot about myself.
Okay, one girl I like, and I'm probably going to be wrong about this, was the other pageant girl. And I just thought she was more cool and collected. So I'm keeping my eye on her. Hannah G, the other Alabama Hannah. First of all, I think she looks like a perfect Barbie. And I didn't think humans could be that entrancing and beautiful.
I like Hannah G too.
Yeah, because she's literally... How do you be that cute? she has the definition of cuteness. And I would be surprised if she does not get to the end. I am predicting Hannah gets to the end.
I like Demi.
No, you don't. Do you really?
What? Yeah.
Do you wish I was as forward as her? Did you watch her?
What am I missing?
Demi was kind of like I'm all for it. I think she's a little crazy.
She's the one that took him up into her room and gave him a back rub.
Yeah, like in her robe, which is fine. She's just very forward. And of course, all the girls in their insecurity and noticing that Colton likes it are like,
I cannot believe she did that.
Basically, their minds are going, I see that Colton likes her. Therefore, she is not here for the right reasons. And I hate her. So Demi, also, I get she's rubbing people the wrong way. And Tracy.
Which one's Tracy?
Tracy's going to be the tragic victim of this season.
The one who's never kissed anybody?
No, that was awkward. Tracy down there, bottom one. She's 31. Tracy is having a complete come apart. And I think she stopped doing her hair the second date. It was great. I need everyone to know I'm a really nice person, but I get a little judgy on The Bachelor.
This is where Ashley's judgmental side comes out.
And her hair reminded me of my hair. She has very straight hair, and it just wasn't working in the updo. And she was getting a little manic and I think drunk. And things were just, she was just not her best self that night, that day. Doesn't help that they're all drinking the whole time.
Also that it takes literally all night until like the hours of the
Dallin
morning.
Yeah, Dallin and I have read a lot of backstories on The Bachelor. And
like cocktail nights, they seriously take all night because the film crews have to film Colton's interactions with every single girl.
Yeah, because we were confused when Corinne kept falling asleep.
I know.
She like literally went to bed.
And then she's like, I'm going to bed.
But I get it if it was like 4 a.m.
Yeah, these things take hours. So no wonder they just like eat tons of food and get like
that
drunk.
Being said, I wonder why they're all so freaky about not getting time if they're literally there for like 7 hours.
Because the producer probably asks them to stir things up a bit.
I don't know. Okay.
I am under the impression the producer set up more.
Right. There's the girl. At this point, we don't know names. We just know them by their things that they have said or done. So there's Catherine.
Don't like Catherine.
Oh my gosh. Corinne was such a great villain. She was my favorite.
Corinne was the best.
And Crystal was also pretty good too.
Yeah.
They were just themselves. And they were just kind of strange. But they weren't mean or scary. Catherine scares me.
Yeah, Catherine's a little scary.
She has the eyes of a vampire. Like kill you in the night eyes.
Cassie's a nice one. The speech pathologist. She was one of the ones that was interviewed in the beginning and they went to her hometown. So you know she's going to make it farther than the other ones.
Yeah. I like the wholesome ones because I think I relate to them.
Yeah.
I was always the wholesome girl who looked at the crazy ones that all the guys liked and was just like, maybe I could be that way, but then never was.
Yeah. Well, those are all my thoughts. Do you have any thoughts on anybody else?
Okay. I need them to stop talking about his virginity. Both dates, the celebrity guests, all they talk about is, and they just make fun of him about his virginity and it's weird.
Yeah.
And Colton needs to just stop sharing about it too.
Maybe that's what happens when he breaks down at the end and shoves the camera person
and jumps
over the fence.
I know. Have you guys seen the promos?
He's like, I am sick of people talking
and
about
Chris,
my virginity.
Chris Harrison, bless his heart and his ever guiding spirit. Yeah. It's just like, Colton. Come back. Like Colton's his puppy.
I know. Come back, Colton. And then it shows him like hopping the fence and then the screen goes away and the music's like.
And the girls are like, oh, no, who says, oh my gosh, someone says it.
It's so funny. It's they the edit funny that girl. So well. It's like, well, I can't not watch this whole season
it's the,
now.
It's the pageant hunting. It's the Miss Alabama goes, oh my gosh,
yeah,
in her
perfect.
Southern accent.
Yeah. So anyways, wonder what that's all going to be about.
Okay. We're all keeping our eye on the other virgin in the group.
Heather?
Is it Heather?
The one who's never been kissed.
Right. She's NBK.
Who knows what she actually does for a living, but in her profile, all it says is never been kissed.
It's better than the one that was like shark.
Well, yeah.
Couple seasons ago.
The one who's the sloth this season, it just says sloth.
Oh, yeah. The sloth. Alex D.
Yeah. She's the sloth. And that's what she'll always be known by.
Okay. Is anyone else?
Maybe she's a lawyer.
Yeah. Did anyone else notice when they had the campout date? I just kind of took a moment and mourned for the workout clothes of yesterday where it was just like actual workout clothes, tennis shoes and like basketball shorts and a t-shirt. The workout clothes of today, like you better be working out hard if you're going to wear today's workout clothes because they're skin tight, the legging things and then crop tops.
Uh-huh.
I just, with a small round of applause to the one girl who didn't wear that and was actually in like clothes you would actually wear camping.
Yeah.
I love like the Lululemon style. I just don't, it's not great unless you've been working. You shouldn't wear those clothes unless you've been working out regularly for like 10 years.
They have bigger ones and less fitting, less like tight ones.
Yeah, but.
You have a sweater there that you really love.
No,
and the pajama pants.
I'm talking about the like skin tight top with the belly reveal and then the pants.
Right.
I'm fine with those things. It's just hard if you're not the fittest of creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of funny to see them all prance in their bras and pants. The shirts are gone. Shirts are no longer a thing.
Yeah. Well, you got to impress Colton.
I know. Like, it's just like a pony show. Like, they're just all trotting around him, hoping he looks at their boobs.
Yeah. That's TV.
Also, I will say this now, my least favorite part of The Bachelor that I think just, I have so many like feminist thoughts about The Bachelor that I think it just disregards.
What?
Does anyone else hate when they go on the group date and Colt, like the boys there and all of the girls are like, oh my gosh, Colton. And all like 20 girls are running to him. And I know it's like set up. I just think that just is demeaning.
What do you want them
to
do?
I just want the girls to be like, enough. I quit this show.
You want Colton to run up to them?
Maybe. I don't know. I just think it's just a bad social image to have like, it's very like polygamist or something.
Every other one is a girl with all these guys doing that to her.
They just are less like, I made this comment last time. On The Bachelorette, the boys are much less obsessed.
They're more real.
Like the girls right now are like, oh my gosh, I will marry him tomorrow.
We talked for 30 seconds and I am so in love.
I literally agree with everything he has to say and I love him and I just feel perfect and I will marry him tomorrow.
It's hard because they're trying to like be good on camera and also like,
they're just girls and it's girls. I feel like girls get caught up in emotion and competition.
They know what performs well. They know what people want to hear and see.
The guys on Bachelorette are just so much more like, I'd love to get to know you. You're really hot and I'm attracted to you, but I don't love you yet. Like the girls confuse all those feelings, I think, for love.
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
I can see that.
And I just want them to just keep it together.
That just wouldn't be an exciting show if they were just like.
And The Bachelor just primes them to drop all of their barriers. Put down all their, I just really want you to put down your walls.
I know.
Be here for the right reasons and just be open to love. It doesn't matter that
I just kissed five girls before you.
Be open to love and then they all fall in love. They all drink the Kool-Aid and they all fall in love and they all get their heart broken and this is why I watch this show. I hope.
It's the craziest social experiment.
I hope that if I ever go on that, which I won't, that.
Thank you.
I think I would just leave. I'd be like, there's some girls who are like, this is, I can't. There's always those like those token normal people who can't do it.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who are
like
sitting
the taxidermy
there.
Girl in Nick's season.
Yeah, loved her. They're the ones who
She's
are sitting great. There and emotionally falling apart because it's not normal for your boyfriend to be falling in love with four other girls. And it's not normal to have just blatant infidelity and it's just like a swing party. Is that what you call them when everyone just loves everyone?
I don't know.
Except it's so one-sided.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's a weird social experiment that's filmed and put out for the world to see.
And the bachelor
Ashley and
culture
I enjoy
has
watching
just
it.
Exploded. It used to be much more formal, but now it's like, let's make out day one and we're falling in love date two. It's just very like fast-paced and disgusting and wonderful.
All at the same time.
So that's our recap. We'll have better recaps as we get to know them better. And as the season progresses, it gets much more juicy.
We'll also be doing more Instagram stories as we watch
it. I totally forgot we did that the last two seasons.
Coming back
at you hot. Live Instagram story recaps.
On Tuesday nights when we get to watch it together.
Yeah, we watch on Tuesday because we
have Hulu, not regular TV.
Okay. Okay, well, that's everything. Thank you for joining us for your special extra episode.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week.